Governor Jim Doyle says he thinks his veto of a Republican plan to keep local government from raising property taxes will stand. Local officials opposed the freeze, saying they, not Madison, should decide how local government is run. Doyle agrees. He says when the legislature tries to overturn his vetoes, they'll face the same realities he faced before signing the budget.
Nobody can accuse me of not cutting budgets, and nobody can accuse me of not looking out for the taxpayers of the state of Wisconsin. I made deeper cuts than anybody has ever made in the history of the state. If these legislators who care so much today about the taxpayers had made one fraction of the cuts that I made a year ago, we wouldn't been nearly in the mess that we are today.
One of the governor's opponents, Republican Assemblymember Mike Hipsch of West Salem, says the governor may be right when he says his veto will be sustained. Hipsch expects many Democrats will vote with the governor.
The governor's putting on a great deal of pressure on the legislators already. Even though we're hearing that some may vote with us on that, I know that everyone will get that opportunity to take the vote, but whether or not we can come up with the votes from the Democrats to actually pass a property tax freeze, it will be difficult.
If veto overrides are unsuccessful, Hipsch expects Republicans will introduce separate legislation to hold the line on taxes and to expand school choice in Milwaukee. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.